Hello, I'm Grandmaster Shoshona, and welcome to Stiletto Heels. It is 3 o'clock somewhere, a perfect time to enjoy Jewel Talk and enjoy a cup of tea. Now, today I'd like to identify your goddess energy, and I've had so many inquiries and so wonderful to hear. So many people are purchasing a book that I wrote years ago, which was Feng Shui Chic. And people are asking me, all you lovely goddesses are asking me, is it still true? Is this the manquette or the building block of Stiletto Heels? And yes, it is. All of you little goddesses, run out there, get Feng Shui Chic. Hey, but there is one evolving part to this. From Feng Shui Chic, element and type, I now call you goddesses because each one of you are so glamorous and wonderful. And I just wanted to bring it up a notch, fire up. So for the nurture goddess, you might look at the earth element and type. For the inspired goddess, you might look at the water element and type. And for the prosper goddess, you are the wood element and type, and the protect goddess, of course, the metal energy and type. And the fire goddess is the love goddess element and type. So what does this mean? Most of the time, a little bit of background here, if you are the nurture goddess, you have a little bit of an artisan twist to you, that you have a fun part. And you might look at some of the icons of the nurture goddess, the earth goddess, as Madonna, or the inspire goddess, who is the water goddess. I call her the beach bunny. She has the secrets of color. So you might look at Brigitte Bardot, J-Lo. That is the water goddess. And the wood prosper goddess is, I would call her a garden lover. You might think of Brooke Shields. You might think of Angela Jolie, Martha Stewart, or Oprah. And for the protection goddess, the metal goddess, she is elegant, historical. So you think of Grace Kelly, Jackie Kennedy, even Michelle Obama. And fire, the love goddess, she is the grand dame, the arts lover. So Audrey Hepburn, Elizabeth Taylor, Nicole Kidman, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Sophia Loren, Charlize Theron, these are the goddesses. I also have the hideaway, the transition goddesses. I call it the reluctant goddess. These goddesses, you little ones, are resistant to change. They're negative, and they align with the water energy. So if you are a reluctant goddess, I ask you to let's go into the water energy goddess to help you get into the flow. And the fallen goddess, the ones that are facing challenges and are fearful, a little scared, frightened. Well, you have to get your mojo up. We have to get you fired up. So the fallen goddess that's facing challenging times and is fearful, let's take you into the fire goddess, the love goddess, love of self. So in my book, Feng Shui Chic, you will find the elements and energies that will help you get a little bit of a stepping stone to fashion. And I look forward to any questions, anything you want to ask. And we'll have fun with Feng Shui Chic at our glamour tea table. Now, the reason I have created the tea table, as you know, living in Hong Kong high tea is so posh. And we'll get into what posh moments are. But part of it is to have you glamour up. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to go out and get all new outfits. Just glam up. You can be a little bit coming from the gyms, working out, Pilates. Some of you are coming from lunch. I adore the lunch bunch because ever so stiletto heels, your little outfits. Some of you are donning hats, the luscious nude lipsticks or the fire engine reds. But you look so glamorous and so elegant, and I just love you. So many times I'm asked for some advice or a little bit of tip for inspiration. And that is the core. That is the core of what Stiletto Heels is all about. I just want to give you all a little bit of inspiration. Let's get to the core of things. And the reason why I call it core is wind water. It's about new breath, new movement, change, and that will inspire you. A little background and a little story. When I was about 8 years old, I was growing up in Queens, New York. All I wanted to do was dance. And I would stand up on point and wear high heels, which I gathered from my mother's closet. And I remember wearing my mother's silver pumps and holding up her beautiful muted tone full-skirted dress. And it had a ruche bodice and a sweetheart neckline. But most interesting, and I think it would be so glorious if a designer did this today, it had a gray feather tucked inside the tulle. And looking in the mirror, I just felt like a movie star or a ballerina. And that is still a vivid, very vivid memory to me. And that is the reason that I felt it began with the placement of fabrics and fashion, and I guess the tiara, which would account for the jewelry that I adore, the accessories that changed the outfit. But also when I met my master, Leong, he taught me the art of placement. So no different than in your home, what is the function for the space? Fashion is the same. Where are you going and dress for it? That is so important. People really don't think of that. And many of my clients, that is the first golden rule for both your home and for fashion. Years later, while I was performing in The Art of Dance and West Side Story in the movie version, I remember rehearsing in Carnegie Hall, and theater taught me the transformation and the power of the theatrical setting and the magic of the costume. Nowadays, that same magical transformation inspires you, my goddesses, with my day-to-day styling with both my celebrities and non-celebrities. And I think the most important thing is my approach is so different than many stylists. I begin with notes that I take on each client. And as I gather my research, I gather photos to get a better image of my clients, where they go, what they do, do they work, what they do for leisure. That's so important. Are they family? Are they engaged? Are they single? I also research color and think of no different than I'm telling you in feng shui chic, the element type, or what I call now the goddess persona. And I take it into the social and non-social events. Both lighting and mood are still part of that. And that's what theater taught me. The lighting sets the mood. And oftentimes we don't think of, are you going to a theater? Think of the lighting in the theater. Are you going to a movie? Are you going to a restaurant or a cafe? Or are you going to a stadium Imagine, close your eyes, and you'll see the different lighting. And that affects the colors you're wearing, your makeup, your hair, so on and so forth. These are important information for my clients. I begin creating a storybook of fabrics and textures that I think are perfect for them, and also what part of the body I want to play up or play down. It's a maquette. It's like a body map, because that's all part of the important role in styling my client's silhouette and also their lifestyle to build their image for glamour. I'm helping brand them, and that is so very important. My secret weapon begins with the undergarments, and that's where the color to the cut and the magic begins. I call it trompe l'oeil of the body. Translation, fool's eye, because we want to create a magnificent look for my client. It's not about the size, it's about the fit. So do I want to reduce the bust, or do I want to increase the allure of the bosom? Do I want to play down the hip size? Do I want to attract more to the hands, to the neck, to the cleavage? Are their legs great or not so great? Knowing your body and your style is key. And I always flip the image from sportswear to red carpet. And I don't repeat the same outfit, but I will interchange it once again. But the same thing is so important. It's the silhouette that is repetitive. It's a must. So how we refresh and regroup your style is the same. And the most important ingredients, like cooking, you have to have fun with fashion. And sometimes the hemlines are going up or the hemlines are going down. Stripes become the favorite. But also when stripes, are they vertical or horizontal? Horizontal will add weight to your body. Vertical reduces the weight. No different than the home. Take a look at the walls. If it's vertical, it becomes taller and linear. And if it's horizontal, the wall becomes bolder and wider. So it is so important to find a look for you. And it's amusing to dress trendy, but it's not always important. It's okay to dabble a bit with some trends, but the most important thing is to find yourself and be true to yourself and your style. And that's to say, don't try something new. Of course you do. But your style should always build and evolve. It's very, very important. Hi, this is Grandmaster Shoshona, and I'm with
JoJo Brooks.
Okay, and JoJo, we're at
Spa Josephine.
Of course. So, JoJo, I'm always about pleasure and finding your G-spot, your glamour spot. So, your glamour spot in your home, which gives you the most pleasure, is where?
My dressing area.
Of course. And what do you love about your dressing area?
I love the lighting and putting on makeup and perfume. I love perfume.
Oh, and what scent do you enjoy?
Well, there's something that's called Poponax. That's a scent that is made for me in Florence, Italy.
And what is the scent like?
It's more of a woodsy, sexy smell.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. And when's the best time to wear that scent? When do you enjoy? I'm sure not first thing in the morning as you're running around, but it transforms you to feel so sexy, I feel. So what is the best time to put that scent on, JoJo?
I feel the best time to put that beautiful perfume on is when I'm going to go on a very special dinner date.
Oh, why save it for just special dinner dates?
Well, because it's just such a very pretty, elegant fragrance. But I do use it at times for just
for yourself. Yeah, yes, exactly. So sometimes when you're at a home and you just want to feel sensual and feel good about yourself, perhaps just jump into the tub, put a few drops in, and just drench your soul with a little bit of fragrance. Thank you, JoJo.
You're welcome. Bye.
Now, in my customized storybook for my client, it's very unique. I add the colors. I also add my flower prints, plaids, the accessories, and even shoes and bags and totes that will freshen their look each season. And sometimes I even create a new silhouette or a color palette as a fashion. I am a fashion glamorista. Once again, I see the image of myself as a young girl looking in the mirror, holding my mother's evening gown and wearing her silver pumps. I remember all too well that little girl who grew up to become the woman I am today. Now, we all play dress up because we want to be somewhere or sometimes someone else. And growing up and developing a fashion style shows the world how wonderful and how inspirational you have become. I wrote Feng Shui Chic for a tool for glamour. I wanted to inspire fashion in a unique way. And I think for dressing for where you're going is so important. And that way it will help you feel more relaxed and more at ease as a goddess type. Now, I've changed in my book the type, the element, but I haven't changed the recipe. The recipe is the same, perfect for the goddess that lives within. I've evolved as glamour to goddess, and so will you. My grandmother will tell you how I always loved theater, the arts, the fantasy, and the theater sets. I know you do too. And I know when we're sitting in the theater, that lifts our spirit with lasting impressions. As a dancer, I took classes in Carnegie Hall, and I danced in the Metropolitan Opera House. My pointe shoes taught me placement, silhouette, and my feng shui grandmaster taught me the physical space to alignment. These periods of my life defined my awareness and the focus and the detail with fantasy that only I could create in the environment and the settings for you to perform. The architectural line with symmetry to both dancer and sets are important to the viewer. It's a mirror of your own fashion style. So many times as we're having posh tea, people ask me, what is a posh moment? A posh moment is when we're having posh tea. It's bathing you in tranquility and deep contentment. And sometimes as we're sitting here, the rustle of the fabrics or the scents of the perfumes offers the beauty of the moment. And adding an accessory, jewelry, of course, will help you feel ever so glamorous. I would love my goddesses to allow their feelings to guide them when they shop. At the center of my work is 6,000 years of Asian science of feng shui that will unite the mind and body with fashion style. That's what I call posh. And my jewelry is what I call posh jewelry, pop art. And it's about style and so much more. It's not only about how you look, it's how you feel about your fashion sense or even the accessory. When I'm doing and creating and inspiring my pop art jewelry, it's true mind-body style. The colorful gems will have you evoke your feelings and empower posh moments. And some of my gemstones are warm and soothing. Little paintbrush strokes from my canvas of you. And will offer you comfort and relaxation, no different than looking at art and on the wall and seeing pastures or waters that will offer you comfort and relaxation. And then again, my bright, lively gem colors will uplift your feelings for your party night out. That's kind of like an Andy twist to it. So I want you to be able to select vibrant stones to capture your day for focus and lower your stress naturally. I believe posh style starts with color, and it's therapy, and it's a perfect way to start each day. Black diamonds help you to relax and enjoy the feelings of my warm hug. Posh moments, my final thoughts is how you feel and your poshness or carefree glamour for the goddess begins for you to relax and to lighten up and take time for your makeup or take time to choose your outfit and your best clothing. But most importantly, be you and smile. That to me is carefree glamour. The most important part is also your body posture. And when we sit around the tea table, I always say it's important, instead of leaning back against a cushion, so many women do, I just don't get it. I say, keep your back straight, sit straight, shoulders down. This is a little exercise that will help you take care of your health. Your longevity in life is a goal. And wearing fragrances and where you place your fragrance, it's on the neck, on the hands. And you just might put it into the air and step into it. It complements your gems. Now, no different than how I inspire jewelry and create gems. Some of them are just so fruity and spiceful. They're fresh and clean. It might be romantic. So think of the little bit of scents that you're attracted to. And notice if the scents match your jewel. And notice if the scent, most importantly, match your accessories. People really don't think of it, but a goddess must. So a goddess will match her accessories with a scent. So you want to make yourself feel more attractive by smelling good and looking good. So it's very important. It's in the same mode. That's posh. To have a good night's sleep is so important. And you goddesses must sleep 6 to 8 hours. It's very important for your health. And health is wealth. It's energy. And the better you sleep, the healthier you're going to be. And the most important asset for a goddess is to be real. That's why I design with real stones, of course. That is the most glamorous attraction. Be you, show your real personality. Smile, be happy. Come from your heart. Speak from your heart. Not only will it improve your mood, but it'll improve others. And guess what? You're going to be looking great. Be around attractive people because they're going to teach you good style with good tips. And I always say practice meditation, and I'm going to teach you hand yoga and face yoga. And it's built in wind, water, Pilates. It's so important. And receive and give blessings and go into your soul. Take the time to listen to your heart. It's time sometimes to ignore the world and place yourself into a good mood and take away the negativity and see yourself in a world of kindness and delight. That is carefree glamour. So most important, be you, show your real personality. And we're going to take a moment to promote relaxation and stress. Now, sometimes my little goddess is going to a spa is so very important. And when you're at the spa, remember it's time to boost your immune system. And part of a sauna, I've noticed when I go to spas, people just go to their massage rooms, so on, so forth, have lunch, so on. And they don't take a moment for a sauna. A sauna will boost your immune system. The heat from the sauna will help you increase white blood cells, and that will help you fight off infections. And it will also reduce the stress and improve your immune system. It is so important when you go to the spa, I really say go into that sauna. It's a great way to promote wellness and reduce stress. The heat and humidity in the sauna will help you relax those muscles and calm your mind and give you a positive impact on your mental health. You might want to do that before you go into a massage. It will help you also on the stress hormone. So it will help you feel more relaxed and at ease. And that is something that is unlocking some of the secrets of spas. So when you're sweating in the sauna, your body is releasing toxins. And this process will help you feel refreshed and rejuvenated, and it will help you with muscle recovery. Sometimes when we work out, we might pull a muscle. I just recently did that. And the sauna sessions help me, and it will bring in oxygen to your muscles, and it will help you after a tough workout. So I say have regular sauna sessions to lower blood pressure, improve circulation, and it also will have a positive effect on your skin. The heat and the sweating in the sauna will help open up your pores and increase blood flow. Yummy. And it will reduce the appearance of wrinkles. I'm all for that. It's like giving oxygen to your skin and to a healthy glow. And speaking of that, a young lady just taught me something, and I'm trying it. I'll let you know. She said, take a little bit of Vaseline and then put it on your face. And this is good before you go to sleep, of course. You don't put Vaseline on, no, before makeup, no. But if you're at home and just hanging out or at home at night, a little tip, put some Vaseline on your face and afterwards put on your moisturizer. And they called it something. I don't know what they're calling it, but I'm trying it and I'll let you know how it helped and if it did. So it's easy to get caught up in the daily hustle and bustle of life, but once important is self-care. Once again, self-care is an important aspect of overall wellness, and it's important to prioritize it in your life. So I'm all about, as you know, with feng shui, about the home and the fashion, but self-care, it begins with that. It's treating yourself to a spa day. I always look forward to my massages. It allows me to relax and unwind, and it gives you a lot of healthy benefits. So I say, always include a spa day for yourself. It's so important. Facials are another must. And it can be at a spa or just go to a facial person. It'll help you rejuvenate your skin, and it will also teach you basic cleansings, or you can do different types of treatments, microabrasion. A facial will help improve the appearance of your skin and leave you with a healthy glow. And speaking of glow, do remember the mind-body wellness begins with meditation. So some spas offer yoga and meditation classes. I say join that or just do meditation at home, but do that. And aromatherapy is so important. Essential oils to promote relaxation. So you'll learn that at the spa. And also purchase some of these oils and bring it to your own home, and you can make a mini spa from it. To help make you feel good every single day. I always say welcome to Stiletto Heels, and I'm so excited to have you here. And it's so important to improve your overall well-being. So I would love you just to use some of my little tips to have you look and feel like a million. For fall and winter, color and energy goes into food, what I call food energetics. And I've created wheels for it. So when you're shopping, that certain things you should eat, always eat foods in season. It is so important. And I would think that the most important thing during this time, it's a perfect time of artichokes, broccoli rabe, and doing apples, pears, cranberries, tomatoes, pomegranate. Pomegranate juice is so refreshing and wonderful. And also sweet potatoes, the squashes, oranges, cantaloupe. And don't forget that also coconut water is so important to have. It will help bring up the energy into your heart and into your mind and into your body. And it will just give you a little bounce of energy. My little goddesses, I'm going to share a little bit. A lot of us are running around, and as I've discussed, in the morning, we're trying to get our children ready to go to school, or we're rushing to work and so on. So I created something that I call Purple Passion. It's a morning empowerment drink. And you take a half a bottle of Pum, a half a cup of blueberries, and a half a cup of water, and one cup of ice. This will serve two people. Of course, cut it down. I call this Purple Passion. It's an empowerment drink. The color purple and blue are powerful antioxidants that will reduce the blood cholesterol and improve vision and the nervous system for function. So it's perfect if you have a busy day. These are powerful antioxidants to embrace positive energy. A positive outlook is key to a happy and healthy life. And while change is appealing and new ideas are energizing, gratitude is a positive attitude. To sound a few affirmations, so I want you to hear your voice gain strength as you say the words, Ramadasa. So once again, in the morning, to lift that energy a tad, do a half a small bottle of Pom, a half a cup of blueberries, a half a cup of water, and one cup of ice. And this will serve too. So here's to health and wellness, and let's do Ramadasa. So put your hands in love knot position, 3 inches below the navel point. We're going to cradle that navel. And we're going to say Ramadasa. Let me hear you say it one more time. Ramadasa. Wishing you health and wellness. Until next week, have a glorious week filled with blessings.